Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, October 11th, 2021 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Rausch. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.rausch at ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, First Quality Tissue is expanding its facility in Anderson, South Carolina. Also making headlines this past week, Weyerhaeuser is citing crime in Pioneer Square for the delay in reopening its Seattle headquarters. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, October 8th at 43.15, up 32 points or 0.7% from the October 1st close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 7-2 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 0.8%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Veritiv, up 29.5%, followed by Boise Cascade, gaining 5.2%. The biggest decliner for the week was Resolute Forest Products, down by 5.6%. Over the past year, Veritiv has been the top performer, gaining 370%, that's 370%, while the deepest decliner is IT Tech Packaging, down by 19%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P tracker is up 34.8%, while the PM40 is up 37.5%, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Finland, Metsä Tissue to build new tissue mill in the UK. Metsä Tissue is planning to invest in a new tissue mill in the UK. The plan consists of 240,000 tons of tissue paper production capacity built in several phases during the upcoming decade. The plans are part of the company's Future Mill program to drive world-class environmental performance in tissue production. The production of the planned UK mill would be based on using sustainable fresh fiber pulp, and the first phase of the investment would be ready during 2025 to serve professional and consumer tissue markets in the UK and Ireland. The mill concept is planned to be based on best available technologies with a world-class environmental performance. As the next step, the location of the mill is planned to be selected during the first half of 2022. The locations currently under investigation are Newark and Hull. Metsä Tissue is the tissue paper business for the forestry industry group, Metsä Group. Dayline Switzerland, Tetra Pak strives for zero waste with a new strategic collaboration with POCA. Tetra Pak and POCA are pleased to announce the launch of a new strategic collaboration that brings together the expertise, technology, and best practices of Tetra Pak a leader of the, in the food and beverage packaging industry with the power of POCA, the most comprehensive connected factory worker platform. This collaboration will empower workers in food production with the tools and training needed to accelerate zero waste processes in food manufacturing plants. It's the first global and scalable connected workforce service that Tetra Pak will roll out as part of its new training and support solution. According to the UN Sustainable Development Goal 12, a range of entry points are required for promoting responsible consumption and production, and this can be achieved by producing more with less, increasing resource efficiency, and promoting sustainable practices. POCA has helped manufacturers reduce equipment downtime by 5.9%, increase in worker productivity by 18%, and decrease quality issues by 64%. By equipping frontline staff with the most up-to-date information they need for making fast decisions, manufacturers can maintain high standards of quality and food safety while minimizing waste from in the form of product time or cost.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
Dayline Sweden. Essity invests in the world's first tissue machine running on geothermal steam. Essity is investing in enhanced efficiency in the company's site in Kawaro, New Zealand, including the world's first tissue machine running fully geothermal steam drying processes. Together with a reduction in pulp consumption, reduced waste, and elimination of the burning of natural gas on the machine, the improvements will contribute to a reduction of carbon emissions by 23% from the Kawaro site. Quote, "We're setting new industry standards when it comes to sustainable tissue production. Investing in the world's first tissue machine running a fully geothermal steam process is groundbreaking. By reducing our carbon emissions, we can offer our customers and consumers a more climate-friendly products," end of quote, says Magnus Groth, president and CEO of Essity. The site has served New Zealand's businesses through its torque products in New Zealand households with well-known brands such as Purex, Sorbent, and Handy for more than 65 years. SD has 326 employees in New Zealand, and including over 200 in Karo. The investment of approximately $15 Australian dollars is partly funded through the Government Investment in Decarbonizing Industry Fund, administered by the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Authority in New Zealand. The production of tissue from geothermal steam is part of Essity's work to use less energy and achieve net zero emissions by the year 2050.
And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Paparitalo Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Mexico City, Mexico. Mexico fines tampon and diaper makers for price fixing. A regulatory commission in Mexico fined three manufacturers of tampons and diapers just more than $15 million this past Monday for allegedly conspiring to fix prices for the products. Mexico's Commission on Economic Competition said price fixing probably cost customers about $73 million in artificially inflated prices. The three companies did not respond to requests for comments on the fines. The commission charged that the companies agreed not to compete on prices for diapers from 2008 to 2014 and on tampons from 2011 to 2014. It said the price fixing was especially egregious because it affected health and hygiene products that families depended on. The company's fine were Essity Mexico, Kimberly-Clark de Mexico, and Productos Nacionales Amabe. The commission said Mabe did not fix prices on tampons, but it did on diapers. Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia. Canfor announces senior leadership changes. Canfor Corporation is announcing changes to its senior leadership team. Pat Elliott has been appointed to the role of Chief Financial Officer for Canfor and Canfor Pulp and will also retain his responsibilities as Senior Vice President of Sustainability. Alan Nickel has been appointed to the role of Executive Vice President of Bio-Based Solutions and Pulp Operations. In addition, Aribos Biotech, a joint venture between Canfor and Lacetta Holdings Limited, that is focused on converting biomass to large or low-carbon biofuel, has appointed Alan to the role as president and CEO. Quote, quote, Canfor is committed to our sustainability journey and advancing our investment and resources in bioinnovation is core to our strategy. In Alan's new role, he will build a bioinnovation team that will unlock the full value of each log by diversifying our business into bio-based solutions as low-carbon, renewable products become increasingly valued, said Don Kanye, president and CEO of Canfor. He continues, quote, in addition, Pat's corporate finance leadership experience with Canfor has positioned him to take on the role of CFO. Pat will continue to maintain the financial discipline for which Canfor is known and respected, end of quote. Pat has been an executive on Canfor's finance team since 2011, after joining the company in 2001. Pat most recently served as Senior Vice President of Corporate Finance and Sustainability. Alan joined Canfor in 2008, most recently serving as the Chief Financial Officer of Canfor and Canfor Pulp and Executive Vice President of Finance and Canfor Pulp Products Incorporated. That's a long title. He has held various senior financial positions within the Canadian forestry industry. Again, Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia. Canfor announces new sustainability goals and investment in Aribos Biotech biofuel plant. Canfor Corporation announces its bold ambition to become a leader in sustainability, a vision that includes commitments to sustainable forestry, a stronger focus on safety, health, wellness, inclusion, and diversity amongst its employees, and strengthening partnership with indigenous communities. Canfor was also announcing its positive final investment decision in support in the construction of the first phase of Aribos Biotech's innovative biomass to low carbon biofuel plant in Prince George, British Columbia. The plant will use a first-of-its-kind technology to convert sawmill residues, primarily bark, into high-value renewable biocrude, which can be further processed in refineries to produce low-carbon transportation fuels. Aribos is a joint venture between Canfor and Lacetta Holdings Limited. Quote, today we begin an ambitious sustainability journey that will change how we work and the impact we have on our communities and the planet. We imagine a future as sustainable as our forest, said Don Kane,
President and CEO of Canfor, Kane continues, quote, "This is an opportunity as much as it is our responsibility. Sustainable solutions are in demand around the world. Customers consider environmental and social impacts a priority when making their buying decisions. Employees want to work for a company that's protecting and nurturing their environment and communities. Together, we will frame the future." End of quote. Dayline, Deerfield, Illinois. Pregis acquires paper converter Danco to further strengthen commitment to sustainability objectives. Pregis, a leading global manufacturer of protective and flexible packaging solutions, has acquired Danco Converting Carrollstream, Illinois, from its privately held owners. As Pregis continues to grow its manufacturing footprint, both organically and through acquisition, bringing Danco's paper converting capabilities and diverse offering into the portfolio will further enhance the company's vertical integration strategy, Pregis said. Further, the paper converting acquisition is another demonstration of Pregis's commitment to its previously announced 2K30 sustainability objectives. For more than a decade, the company has brought to the marketplace a portfolio of products that address environmental concerns as well as deliver protective attributes critical for damage-free delivery of products to consumers. The Danco acquisition will enable Pregis to add complementary curbside recycling products to its offering and support the explosive demand for paper solutions. Danco's Chicago-based operations provides an additional central U.S. geographic location from which to meet Pregis's paper-based product requirements. It is ideally positioned to serve other customers in the region, which use a wide variety of converted paper products for applications ranging from industrial protective and food service. The acquisition is Pregis's third under Warburg Pincus's ownership. Last year, Pregis acquired the U.S.-based company that produces the newly rebranded Pregis Evertech curbside recyclable paper padded mailer and a temporary protective films manufacturer in Milan, Italy, to expand the Pregis Polymask offering.
And we'll be back right after this.
Attention, paper makers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papper Italo library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papper Italo library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Things are different in 2020. How do you reach prospects in a world defined by keeping your distance? What is the effective medium for conveying your message and building your business in this new era? Papper Italo Publications has been developing the very expertise you need now for 15 years. Check us out at papperitalo.com. That's papperitalo.com. Papperitalo.com. Look at our media kit and then come talk to us.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dayline Seattle, Washington. Weyerhaeuser cites crime in Pioneer Square for delay in reopening its Seattle headquarters. Concerns over crime in downtown Seattle escalated sharply this past week after Weyerhaeuser reportedly delayed its return to its Pioneer Square headquarters due to neighborhood safety issues. In an email to employees, Denise Merle, Weyerhaeuser's chief administrative officer, said the timber company won't bring workers back to the offices overlooking Occidental Park without significant and sustained improvements in neighborhood safety, according to a media report. Weyerhaeuser declined to confirm the message or comment on the matter, but John Scholes, president and CEO of the Downtown Seattle Association, said that during a conversation with Weyerhaeuser officials in mid-September, it was certainly made clear to him that they had not made a decision to return and won't until they see some improvement to safety in the neighborhood, he said. The conversation took place shortly after the September 13th stabbing of a man who was walking his dog in Pioneer Square, Scholes said. Many employers have delayed their office returns due to the surging COVID-19 cases and Delta variant, but Weyerhaeuser appears to be the first major employer to explicitly link its delay not only to COVID-19, but also to public safety concerns. Dayline Lake Forest, Illinois. Pact of Evergreen completes the acquisition of Fabri-Kal. Pact of Evergreen Incorporated announced that its wholly owned subsidiary, Pact of Evergreen Group Holdings Incorporated, has completed its acquisition of Fabri-Kal, a leading manufacturer of food service and consumer brand packaging solutions. Fabri-Kal's products include portion cups, lids, clamshells, drink cups, and yogurt containers for the consumer packaged goods and industrial foods markets. Approximately half of Fabri-Kal's sales are generated from fully compostable packaging products or fully recyclable packaging products. Quote, "We are thrilled to welcome the Fabri-Kal team to Pact of Evergreen," said Michael King, Pact of Evergreen CEO. King continues, quote, "Fabri-Kal further expands and strengthens our position in the food service and consumer packaged goods businesses. Therefore, manufacturing facilities and distribution capabilities will complement and enhance Pact of Evergreen's existing position in the marketplace. This is a transformational time for our company as we build our foundation for future growth and deliver increased value for our employees, customers, and shareholders," end of quote. Dateline Anderson, South Carolina, first quality tissue expanding facility in Anderson. First Quality Tissue announced that they are expanding their facility in Anderson and hiring new employees to fill the positions. Officials said the expansion will include the addition of a new paper machine and production line. According to officials, First Quality Tissue currently employs more than 750 folks and hopes to add 100 new employees over the next year. This is the fourth time the company has expanded since the location opened in 2010. Officials said they are looking for operators and technicians for their paper and converting departments and forklift operators for their warehouse department. Most of these positions work shifts ranging from 6:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. and to 7 p.m. Workers, that doesn't seem right, but that's what it says. Workers on these shifts will usually work 3 days 1 week and 4 days the following week.
Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 9th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.